Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, and it's better. freetalklive.com. As we roll right into the phone calls, to the fun, let's go to, I believe it's pronounced Irene, but I could be totally wrong. Irene in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello? Irene, do we have Irene? He's gone. Let's go to Bill, listening in the Tampa Lakeland area to WLKF. Hello, Bill.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, sorry. What's on your mind?
I've got a problem. I bought a house down in Columbia, and I go every month. And when I come back on the war on terror, the immigration office has taken a dump from every sheriff's office in every county in the country.
What do you mean? When you say they've taken a dump, what do you mean exactly?
They dump all the information, warrants, tickets, all the information that's on a sheriff's computer is dumped into the immigration system at border control.
Hmm.
So I have an injunction to stay out of my house in a divorce 15 years ago. It's still on the computer in Hillsborough County.
Jeez.
They stop me every time, and then you have to go to the interior office, where the waits are horrendous, only to be told, "Oh yeah, it's okay."
This is when you're coming back into the country. How long does this whole process take?
Oh, it one time 3 or 4 hours because the secondary computers are never working, and you can't believe the amount of people that have visa problems.
Mm.
So the problems are twofold: one, to the guys that have a domestic injunction against them, which is not criminal, it's just in a civil matter, and all the immigrants that are coming. Somebody needs to work on the visa problem because there shouldn't be any problems when you leave Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, wherever you're coming from. They're just piling them up at immigration when they arrive in Miami, Chattanooga, Atlanta.
And there's no way for you to deal with it. All you have to do is handle it every single time. They can't just wipe it clean. They can't just say, "Oh, this was 15 years ago. We're so sorry for the inconvenience. Click, delete." They can't do that because they're bureaucrats and their system is incompetent and they're incompetent. And this is very similar to the no-fly list, where people whose names, you know, resemble the names of a suspected terrorist are, again, pulled aside, just as you have been, questioned, interrogated, browbeaten by these bureaucrats. And then they do it again the next time they get on an airplane, because there's no way, unless you know the President of the United States himself, that you can get the strings pulled to take your name off the list.
Absolutely. That's it. And they don't care. And
no,
I always
of course
ask
not.
Them,
why
I said,
should they?
Do you think Osama bin Laden's going to bomb this office? No, he's going to go down there and bomb the taxi stand. What are you guys doing up here harassing the grandmothers and their children and grandmothers and families?
Yep. You mean you don't feel safe, Bill? They don't make you feel safe?
Oh, gee, they're talking about breaks and when their vacations are coming, and you just can't believe it.
It's all just a big scam, isn't it?
Right. It's just security theater.
But there's no way to stop the harassment.
No. Well, the only way to stop the harassment would be to drastically downsize the government, and I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, I don't know one reason. When you travel all around the world, the people at immigration are not armed. They're secretaries doing secretarial work. Now, I know you need armed guards there, but why do we have to have it, it takes a lot more money to keep an armed agent typing in information into a computer than it would a secretary. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I would think so,
These guys ought to be stopping the criminals. And then one agent said, "Oh, we see this all the time with these injunctions." They can't even arrest on an injunction. If you happen to be traveling with your wife, you got back with her, oh, they think it's a big deal. Oh, we'll stop you, but they have to call the county sheriff to come and arrest you, and the county sheriff isn't even going to do it.
Sure.
It's just nonsense.
Amazing. It's just, and you're right, they don't care because they aren't paid to care. They don't have an incentive to care. They don't, their pay doesn't increase if their customers are satisfied. They can be as rude to you as they want to be, and nothing will ever happen to them for it.
That's it. You got it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck coming back the next time. 800-259-9231. In case you don't know also, there are certain countries like Canada and Mexico, the Bahamas, where if you're returning from those countries now by airplane, you will now need a passport. They are changing the rules. You need a passport to get back in to this country from countries that before you could just travel to and fro and it was no big deal. Now all of a sudden you've got to show your papers. Of course, it's the government we're talking about, and as you know, if you've dealt with the government before, they're slow and incompetent and pretty stupid. So they haven't really been able to effectively implement their little passport requirement plan.
They're having a lot of problems.
Right. They're way backed up because now that everybody needs a passport to get back into the country, of course, a bunch of people, they applied for passports. And now the passport office is having to hire extra bureaucrats to come in and process these passport applications, but they still can't get the job done fast enough. Even the expedited passports are slowing down. And, you know, there's a huge backlog. So I don't know if that's actually going to go through anytime soon, but that's the direction they're going in. In fact, soon they're going to require passports for people driving back into the country from Canada and Mexico. It's just an insane level of control that they're bringing down across the American population. And it's sad that we're just sitting here taking it. 1-800-259-9231 to AJ in Miami, listening on WFTL. Hello, AJ.
Yeah, I'm glad you have this program. It keeps all these people off the street. I think they would be dangerous if they were out running around.
What
I've never heard. I've never heard of such a bunch of whiners in my life.
What are you talking about, sir?
I'm talking about the people calling into your program.
You thought that last guy was whining? Who are you talking about?
Yeah,
sir?
I think everybody that's calling in is whining.
What, he was whining because he was harassed by officious bureaucrats at an airport?
Arrest my neck. Come on.
Have you ever been waylaid by the police and held in detained for 3 hours at a time as they question you as though you're a criminal, sir?
Absolutely not, and I've never done anything to cause them to do that.
Do you think that going to Colombia is doing something to cause that? I mean, is it bad to go to Colombia?
If the government tells you not to go to Colombia. Yeah.
But the government, well, for one, I would venture to say that the government has no right whatever to tell me where I can and can't go because I'm a free man born in a free country.
They certainly do. Come on.
Why?
How does the government get a right, sir? How's that happen?
Why can the government tell me I can or can't go? Let's use Cuba because we all know you can't go there. Why does the government have the right to tell me I can't go to Cuba?
Because they take the right to do it.
Because they have guns and they'll use them. That doesn't make them right.
Oh, come on. You guys are whiners.
That's not a whiner.
You're a sicko, dude. You believe might makes right.
If I want to go to Cuba, I have just as much right to go to Cuba as I do the Bahamas.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Thank goodness,
I've never been a paid killer. No.
I think you ought to join up. You'd probably grow up.
Why would I want to throw away what freedoms I have, sir? Why would I want to do something like that? I'm plenty grown up. Thanks very much.
I think you ought to grow up.
All right, get off my phone. It's 800-259-9231. You know, it's just so sad. People like that guy, they just fall right in line. Whatever the government says must be right. If the government says it, then it's the right thing to do. If the government says you shouldn't go to Colombia, then it's right not to go to Colombia. No, sir. Government does not determine what is right and wrong.
It does determine what's legal and illegal, and in that case,
that doesn't determine what's right and wrong either.
Those would be bad laws, and that's a bad government, and we are the government ourselves, the people. So we, the people, have the right to determine that, and
but
we should have some.
Come on, Mark,
we have the right.
Well,
I'm not saying we have the ability.
You know as well as I do that we are not the government.
We are supposed to be.
We are supposed to be the government. The government is supposed to be of, by, and for the people, but it's not. It's of, by, and for the politically connected and those who are in power and those who are in search of power.
I understand what he's saying is that you'll get along better in life if you do what the government says and just keep your mouth shut about it. But I think that we need people. We absolutely need people speaking out against the government when it does stupid things like making it so American citizens can't travel to Cuba and waylaying American citizens that are traveling into the country because they had some kind of legal problem 15 years ago. This is stupid.
It's time to stand up and start speaking out against what this government is doing. It's long past time.
That's why they've created a term called bureaucracy.
The Thomas Jefferson, I believe, said that there was it was necessary to have a revolution every generation or so, and it's been way too long. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop,
precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. You know, Mark, I still had something I wanted to say after that call from AJ in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, who accused us and our callers of being whiners. Well, you know, I can sort of understand. Maybe if it was the first time you'd ever come across Free Talk Live and you heard us saying something, giving our opinion about what the government does, and it came across as just complaining. I want to make something very, very clear to listeners like AJ. We do more than complain on this show. We point out the deficiencies, and then we usually come up with solutions as well. Not only do we come up with solutions to the problems, like, for instance, with the law enforcement issue, the solution, of course, is to get back to more peace officers instead of having law enforcement officers just looking around to crack skulls.
We've got to stop the war on drugs. We've got to stop the war on immigration.
Right. We've got to let freedom reign once again in this country.
Right.
And we
liberty. Can you imagine?
Right.
Whiners, people that want liberty in this country.
Yeah, you should just shut up, boy. And
go in the military where we actually protect liberty by shooting people and stuff.
Right. Where the military members last week, they called in and snitched out on somebody who was flying a flag upside down on his property.
That was it was just one
they
guy.
They were protecting freedom.
There were plenty of military members that called in to take the other
You're
side.
Right. There are definitely military people that are on our side, and I really appreciate those
guys. Lots of people in the military absolutely understand concepts of liberty.
It takes a lot of courage to be in the military and actually be vocal about liberty at the same time. But nonetheless, not only do we come up with solutions, but we're also working towards implementing them.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike most talk radio hosts that just get on the air and yammer for 3 hours at a time, we're actually activists. We actually go out and we've been to the state house here in New Hampshire, and we've gone out and held signs on the side of the road, and I've gone and done videography work for you have your own television show, Mark.
Not to mention that we moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
1,500 miles up from the Sun Coast of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me we're just whining, okay? I want to make that clear.
Getting stuff done.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to, I believe it's Jesse in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Jesse.
Yeah, you have me. My name's Jesse. And I want to know why the government's trying to sell me a passport when they're trying to open up the borders from Canada to Mexico.
The North American Union with the Trans-American Highway, is that what you're referring to, Jesse?
Yeah, if they're going to open up the borders, why are they telling me I have to have a passport to go from here to Mexico or from here to Canada?
I don't know. I haven't been able to get any really great, solid news on that Trans-American Highway thing, where, you know, essentially trucks from Mexico will be able to go unstopped directly to Canada, you know, or through the United States, through the middle of the United States. And it doesn't make any sense to me either.
I can answer your question. I mean, even if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't have to. It's the government.
Right. They just want your money.
I think they do. Yeah, they just want your $30.
They just want your money.
Right. They not only want your money.
Here, buy your passport now before we open up for the border.
Right. Not only do they want your money, but they also want to control you as well. And if you have to show them your passport now, that's an extra level of control that they have over your life. And they like that sort of thing. Jesse,
I'm not going to do it. I'm just happy to get on your phone and or on your station, and I just want other people not to go out and buy a damn passport.
Thanks for the call, Jesse. Really appreciate hearing from you.
Well, what Jesse's pointing out is absolutely true. Tourism is, Americans going to other countries is down since 9/11, the implementation of the TSA. Now they're going to have new rules on having passports and that kind of thing. I imagine tourism from the United States to Canada and the Bahamas and Mexico is going to go down as a result. People just don't, you know, they either won't remember to get their passport, they don't want to be bothered with getting it. The government is supposed to be there to help us do business, not to prevent us from doing business. Foreign visitors,
I don't ever see them doing that.
No, they never do that. That's absolutely not what they do.
Regulations,
but they're supposed
licensing.
To be there in order to protect liberty and allow people to do business and that kind of thing. And as a matter of fact, what about all the foreign visitors? Tourism is down in the United States from foreign countries, too.
That's
Why do you suppose that
significantly
is?
Significantly down.
Do you suppose it's those guys in those gray uniforms with TSA written on them, bothering the crap out of people, throwing away your water bottles and molesting your babies and doing all that other stuff as though they're actually doing something?
You're damn right
missing,
that's the reason.
You know, what they're doing, according to the recent article is from their own red team, is that they miss 90% of guns, bombs, knives that they themselves test them on.
Well, my girlfriend just went up to Canada recently. She drove up, And she said it was no big deal going through the Canadian customs, going through the Canadian Border Patrol. No big deal. They, you know, looked at her. They asked her why she was there. She said she was going to a concert, and they waved her through. To get back, she sat in a line of cars for 2 hours.
Wow.
At the border. And she was lucky in that they didn't pull her car aside and, you know, rummage through it or do whatever else it is that they can do to you. But just the bureaucracy just to come back is just so much more thick than on the Canadian side. It's just amazing to her. 800-259-9231. Also, I had this story earlier in this week. We didn't get to it. But according to ABC News, it looks like the number of United States citizens who moved to Canada last year hit a 30-year high. A 20% increase over the previous year and almost double the number who moved in the year of 2000. In 2006, over almost 11,000 Americans moved to Canada, compared with 9,000 in 2005 and 5,800 in the year 2000. So there's a lot more Americans that are just throwing up their hands and saying, you know what, I've had it with this police state. I'm moving north.
You know, I don't support that. I don't. I think that if you're American, you should, you know, work to make this country free and not run away to some other country. But, you know, that's going to be the decision.
I agree with you. That's why we're in New Hampshire.
That's going to be the decision that some people make, and, you know, that's their decision to make, and what can I say about it? But at the same time, you know, it just shows that some people are sick of it. It's proof.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Talk to, it's Tom in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Tom. Tom in Florida. Hey.
Hey, yeah, you know, I find as an inventor and designer, I worked on advanced engine technology. I get government people tell me, literally, we don't want these vehicles getting no more than a certain amount of mileage. Because the more mileage they get, the less tax money for their little pockets. And even
yep.
with the schools, I find they want to try to tell our kids how to learn things,
mm-hmm.
and yet you got the kids, the teachers who don't even obey by their own rules. They're molesters. They're doing something wrong. Government is out of control. And I believe also we do need a civil war. We need to stand up and say enough is enough.
I don't think we need violence. I think there are ways around
I'd
that.
I'd like to see something, you know, nonviolent. And I think it's absolutely possible that the American people, enough of them, stand up and say, look, this is it. We've had it. We're not paying our taxes anymore. We're not giving any money to these people.
Right.
A civil war could be a voting thing. Enough is enough. Get the heck out of the office. If you can't do your job,
I wish more Americans would do what Mark just suggested, and that is refuse to pay taxes. This government is an awful, tyrannical state, and it's just getting worse. And the only way you can fight against it is to strangle it by not voluntarily sending funds to it. That's the only. Go ahead.
You know, not only that, if we get a speeding ticket and we don't pay it, we go to jail. But you got people running in and out of this country. They don't know who they are, and yet the true Americans are paying the price.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 250,000 posts from listeners just like you. You can go in and get interactive, talk about fun stuff or serious issues. You'll find it all discussed. I mean, 250,000 posts. There's a lot of topics there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's the Republican Liberty Caucus, rlc.org.
To the phones, to the fun. Let's go to John in Austin, listening on Radio Free Austin. Hello, John.
Well, good evening or good afternoon. The reason I was calling is with reference to the gentleman who had called in inquiring about passports and the open borders.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding, now I just heard this on a program 2 or 3 days ago, but supposedly Bush has passed and signed an executive order along with the, the RFID executive order that supposedly we're supposed to get RFIDs in 2008.
Wait, who's supposed to get RFIDs?
The citizens, It's a universal driver's license with RFID.
Oh, okay. You're talking about real ID. The real ID
real
legislation,
ID.
That wasn't an executive order. That was legislation passed by Congress back in, I think it was May of 2005. It's supposed to be implemented by 2008, but there have been a handful of states across the country that have said, screw you to the federal government. We're not going to implement this. And so it doesn't look like that's actually going to happen. But nonetheless, that is something the federal government...
It was passed, and the Department of Homeland Security, the chief of the Department of Homeland Security, has broad executive authority to essentially require whatever identification. So
fingerprints,
retinal
scan,
RFID, DNA, whatever they want on this ID.
They already have the RFID chips in your passports. Those are already there. So
yep.
That's they're working towards this.
Then along with that is supposedly in 2009, we're supposed to have passports to travel from one state within the United States to another state.
I haven't heard that one yet, and we're pretty keyed in on these sorts of things. Where did you hear that, sir?
It was on one of the. They were talking about it on how brash and outrageous that it was on one of the talk shows just about 3 nights ago that
I'd like to see what source they were citing. There's a lot of internet websites that'll claim things. And we're pretty keyed into these things. I'd be shocked if they were going to be that brazen at this point, because they're having a tough time getting the passports out to people who just want to go to Canada or Mexico, let alone having to give people passports if they wanted to cross from state to state, which, of course, would also require the building of some sort of enforcement bureaucracies, some sort of installations at state borders. This would be a massive project that, knowing the government, would take a decade for them to pull off, even if they could do it that fast. So if you can find a source on that, a legitimate source, send us an email, let us know. We'll be happy to cover that. And thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Otherwise, it's just hearsay. And until then, it's just, some talk show out there hearing it. And, whether it's a talk show host you trust or not, don't take talk show host's word for things. The hell do they know? They're just guys with microphones. In fact, most talk show hosts, they're no more special than you are. They've just been working in the talk radio industry for 3 decades, and they've been working towards having their own talk show. They finally got it. They got a few radio stations on board with it, and it makes them sound like they know something. They're just a guy, they're just guys and women, and their opinions are as good as yours. So don't take talk show host words as gold, okay? That's all I'm trying to say. Question talk show hosts just as you should question the government, just as you should question, the mass media, the news agencies, and the newspaper. Okay? So question everything. 800-259-9231. But if that is the case, wow,
yeah,
that would be outrageous. Not that it's not outrageous what they're doing today, but that would indeed be the next logical step, I suppose, right? If they're going to require passports to go to Canada or Mexico, then why not require internal passports, which is sort of what the real ID thing is really all about, this sort of national identification card.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be people listening that really warms their heart, but to me, that's a little frightening. The idea that you must show your papers here in the United States, that there are
they
no
They already have ID cards. And,
right.
But you see, the thing, one of the things about state IDs that we have that's good is that there's a bunch of different ones, and that makes counterfeiting a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Have one card. Now, there's no way in the world the government can ever make anything counterfeit-proof. Once you have this one card, this one universal card, somebody's going to counterfeit it. And then what?
Oh, the hackers will have cracked it within days.
Absolutely. Now, do I want all my information on one card so somebody can RFID scan that baby and find out just, by being mm-hmm. within 10 feet of me with the proper electronic reader, all of my information so that they can go before, go to my ATM and get my money out or do whatever it is that they want to do? I mean, it's bad enough now in this country with, identity theft and all that other stuff. We don't need anything else.
Let's continue with the calls. Go to Bill in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hello.
Bill. Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to disagree with the caller about 2 callers ago. When I agree with you guys and probably him in general that, that lower taxes are always the better way to go. But he said something that I kind of disagree with, and that was he said that the government doesn't want us to get better fuel economy because it would collect less taxes.
Okay. Why do you disagree?
Well, if we do get better fuel economy, they're just going to raise the rate. per gallon. I mean, they're never going to lose anything.
You know, on gasoline, that's true. They've recently, in a few states, gone after these hybrid owners and these biodiesel, owners. To make them pay
some kind of retroactive tax
for not paying taxes at the pump because they don't use gasoline.
And another thing, if they didn't want us to get better fuel economy, they wouldn't be restricting the automobile manufacturers all the time and every 5 years coming out with a higher average for their fleet.
They're always playing games. And
it used to be 22.5 gallons per mile, and then it's got about 27.5, and I don't know what the next threshold is, but the automobile manufacturers resist it, and of course it does cost more and all that, but the government wouldn't want to be doing that and be cutting
something else you have to look out for as well is that in some places, I think Great Britain, I think Oregon is also looking at this, or maybe it's Washington State, one or the other, they're looking at taxing per mile. So to get around the whole gas per gallon tax, because more people are driving hybrids, because
and biodiesel,
and there's biodiesel out there, they want to put some sort of a government piece of hardware into every single vehicle to track how many miles you go and bill you based on how many miles you drive, which is even scarier. Which means you'll have a piece of GPS equipment in your car at all times, and the government will know exactly where your vehicle is 24 hours a day.
You already got the little black box in there for the last about 7 years.
Yeah, but the black box isn't GPS. That's, as I understand it, not GPS. That's something else.
Oh, okay.
But your cell phone is a GPS transmitter, so they can always lock in on you that way, presuming you have one of those. Bill, thanks for the call.
Okay,
appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's all about control.
If they're watching me on my cell phone, well, they're finding a very boring individual.
Yeah. The point is they can watch you should they want to. Not that they are. It would be physically impossible to monitor everybody. I mean, you can't hire that many bureaucrats. 1-800-259-9231. The IRS. We've got an amazing story about them. Remember how we've talked about how incompetent their phone help is at the IRS?
Half the questions that are answered, they answer incorrectly according to their own code.
These are half of the most basic, like the top 10 most asked questions of the IRS. They can't answer those correctly, the phone help at the IRS when you call their helpline. Well, also, it turns out that you can socially engineer the IRS helpers as well. We'll talk about what that means here in a moment.
What does that?
800-259-9231. It means they're gullible. And we'll tell you exactly how that translates to real life. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first,
until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On the site, you'll find all our features are free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you. We give it all away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us. You can do it in two ways. One, by shopping at the Free Talk Live store and ordering all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise as well as some other items at store.freetalklive.com. It's open 24/7. That's store.freetalklive.com. Also, head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and shop in their 41 categories of products. Everything from high-ticket electronic items all the way down to toilet paper. I mean, they've got it all. If you need to get some shopping done, do it at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because not only are you getting a great deal and probably getting free Super Saver shipping, but a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to welcome our listeners out in Tallahassee, Florida. Re-welcome them. On WUTL 106.1 FM, The Talk FM, joining us for Saturday nights once again out there. They had sort of shifted their programming for a period of time to oldies weekends.
Mm-hmm.
They're a talk station during the week, and now they're back to talk during the weekends. So we're back on the air.
Interesting.
And I'm pleased with that. So welcome to our Tallahassee listeners. Let's go to the phones to Florida, Boca Raton, listening on WFTL. It's Alan. Hello, Alan. Alan? Alan going once? Do we have Alan? Alan in Florida? Going twice? Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
They're getting ready to pass the bill for the wiretapping, and quite a few of the reps are against it. New York, California, another one. Anyway, they're afraid we're going to lose our Fourth Amendment. And
oh, it's already gone, Paula.
Huh?
Gone.
Well, they haven't voted on it yet.
Well,
they're about to. Let's just hope that they.
No, I was saying the Fourth Amendment's gone.
The first FISA rule did a pretty good job of kicking the teeth in on the Fourth
Amendment.
They're
just urinating on its grave at this point.
Well, they said if they went against our Constitution, said that they would answer for it.
How's that, Paula? How are they going to answer for it?
Well, they said the court said they could only do this with a warrant.
Hmm.
And well, they had a reason to do it, but the
you
thing
know, just
is,
because the courts overturn it later, it's not like they're answering for it. You know, nobody's going to go in and punish any of these representatives. I can't imagine they will. Have they ever held one single elected official accountable for one thing in America?
Well, maybe things are beginning to turn around.
God, I hope so.
You know
so.
What, Paula? I really like your optimism, and thank you
yes.
for the call.
Yep.
If more people had that level of optimism, I think it'd be a good thing. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's very realistic. I don't know if it may be a little Pollyanna-ish.
Maybe. I just can't imagine politicians being held accountable for what they do.
They haven't been paying attention to the Constitution. The Constitution's been ripped up and torn to shreds, and it's been a constant process. It's been getting worse year after year, week after week. It's just been escalating within the last 6 or 7 years. That's all. They've decimated the Constitution over the war on drugs. I mean, that was really the first real area, I mean, beyond the attack on... as far as the attack on the Constitution, that was the New Deal in the early part of the 20th century. And then, of course, you can't forget about the Civil War, which, of course, is an obvious attack on freedom, in that the states that joined the Union weren't allowed to leave the Union.
Not without a lot of people dying.
Yeah. Let's try him again. Let's go for Alan in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Alan. Alan going once. This is the last try for Alan in Florida. Alan going twice.
Oh, well.
Toodles. 800-259-9231. You know, since she mentioned it, this spy bill that she was talking about, Paula, according to Reuters in Washington, President George W. Bush pushed for an approval by Congress on Saturday of the temporary expansion of his power to conduct electronic surveillance without a court order. Bush hailed the Senate for passing the bill, denounced as excessive by civil liberties groups, which would allow eavesdropping on communications between U.S. residents and people abroad. He urged the House of Representatives to provide a needed concurrence before lawmakers begin a month-long recess. I wanted to point this out for two reasons. Number one, to point out, of course, that, well, they're legalizing these illegal wiretaps. That's something we've sort of a process that we've seen happening here with this government. They they do things illegally under the covers, sort of behind the scenes, not out in public, not talking about it. And then they get caught red-handed by the media or some watchdog group. And then they come out and they say, "How dare you talk? How dare you out these government activities? You're un-American for outing us on these things. All right, now we're just going to pass a law, even though you caught us red-handed breaking the law. Now we're going to pass a law that makes it so we weren't breaking the law in the first place. It's going to be retroactive. It's going to make it so we weren't breaking the law when we did all these awful things like rendition, taking people to secret CIA prisons across the world and torturing them. We're going to make it all completely legal, and this is just the next step." Now they're going to make wiretaps from Americans calling Americans in America completely legal. That's what's going on here. That's reason number one, to simply make you aware of that. Reason number two is to point out that, aren't the Democrats in control of the Senate?
Yeah, I thought the Democrats were going to save us when they got in power.
How'd that happen, Mark?
Well, it's because it's just this flip side of the same big government coin.
They're working together?
Yes, they are. Absolutely. If you think the Democrats are going to somehow save our civil rights, they're just going to talk about it, and then they're going to just lockstep right in line with big government all the way down the pipe. Because why? It pays their bills. They're friends with these bureaucrats. They employ these bureaucrats.
Sure.
These people are under them. The government is going to naturally grow of its own volition. It wants to do that.
And they like the power. I mean, the Democrats like the idea that they can use all the powers that George Bush has accumulated for himself. If a Democratic president candidate is elected, then he's not going to all of a sudden tear out a bunch of rules from the executive order book.
Right.
He's going to embrace them and use it for his own
benefit. As a matter of fact, with the way George Bush has used executive orders in his eight years in office, or will have been 8 years by the time he leaves, well, you don't think the Democrat that's going to get in there after him, if in fact a Democrat gets elected to the presidential office, you don't think the Democrat's going to stop using executive privilege, do you? what nonsense.
Bill Clinton used it. So did George Bush.
Well, George Bush used it a lot more than anyone else has. But, you know, essentially we're going to have a king here shortly.
If we don't already. That's an even more important point, because so many Americans are still caught in this false paradigm, this false left-right mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, if our guys get in...
I don't like you, you're on the red team, I'm on the blue team.
No, blue team, if the blue guys get in, then we're going to do everything right.
It's
then everything's
going
to be super in America, we're going to fix everything, which is, of course, what they've been saying every 4 years, right?
It's amazing how gullible the American people are, that they've been falling for this year after year. Look, the Democrats Democrats are lying to you. The Republicans are lying to you.
Well, you could argue that what else
they're politicians.
They do?
That means they're liars.
I can argue in favor of the American people and say they may not know there's another option. They may not know there's a Ron Paul. They may not know there's a Libertarian Party. They may not know that they can vote for somebody else besides the usual two. The evils that are running, they feel like they're stuck, they feel like they're trapped, and they have to pick the lesser of two evils, which is like, great, so you've picked a cancer for us, thanks very much. I mean, the American people don't know what to do, Mark.
Well,
what do they do?
The Libertarian Party would be great if anybody ever voted for them, but it's very, very rare, especially on a presidential election. You know, they managed to get a couple of dog catchers elected on some local levels. Here in New Hampshire, there's actually been state house level.
The important part about the Libertarian Party is that they're driving ideas.
That's true.
And I'm not even a fan of the Libertarian Party. I think they've watered down their ideas too much. But Ron Paul was a Libertarian presidential candidate back in 1988. Now, almost 20 years later, he is running again, this time as a Republican.
And he's been elected, nine times now into the House of Representatives?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, he is an elected Republican who, you know, believes in the Constitution. Can you believe in that?
And he actually answers people's questions when they ask him questions.
Right,
and he'll answer them
questions,
on any topic.
And he doesn't give them political speak afterwards.
Right, and all you have to do is look at what he's done. He has voted no on every tax increase. He has voted no on the Patriot Act. He voted no on going to war. He is consistent. He is principled. He's not like your typical politician. But the rest of them, the other 534 members of Congress, all the other people in Washington, D.C., as far as I'm concerned, trade one for the other. They're all the same. As you said, two sides of the same authoritarian coin. And that is a sad state of affairs.
I think there are better and worse members of Congress, but I would, you know, definitely like to see another 534 Ron Pauls.
Yeah, there is nobody who's outstanding like a Ron Paul in Congress. And even Ron Paul's not perfect, but he's a hell of a lot better. He's, you know, heads and tails above.
Jeff Flake is
guys.
Pretty good. I mean, he's obviously not running for president. He's just a member of
I've never heard a damn good thing about Jeff Flake except for what you say on the air, Mark. So until I actually hear something good that he's done, like through the channels that I'm connected to, he's nobody.
Okay.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Politicians, they aren't going to save you, and they certainly aren't going to protect your freedoms. They're all about ruining them and increasing the size and the scope of the state so they can have more power in order to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And if you haven't been punished yet, just wait. Hour number three is on the way. The IRS... how they are easily manipulated. You're going to love this. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.